DW News.
Hello, I am Michael Luti with the news. After months of heated debate and international pressure, lawmakers in the Gambia have voted to uphold a 2015 ban on female genital mutilation, or FGM. Jaha Dukure campaigned against the controversial bill that aimed to repeal the law and is elated over the outcome.
It still hasn't sunk in properly yet, so today I am more than happy. My heart is filled with gratitude for Gambian women. I am so grateful. I thank the National Assembly. Gambia will not go back. Gambia will not be the first country in the world to pass a law against FGM and then repeal that same law.
Kenyan police have arrested a suspected serial killer over the murder of 42 women in the past 2 years. Authorities say 33-year-old Collins Jumaisi Kalusha confessed to having lured, killed and disposed of the bodies of the women, among them his wife. 9 bodies were recovered in Nairobi. Rwandans are voting in presidential and parliamentary elections. Incumbent Paul Kagame is widely expected to secure another term in office. He has been leading the country for 30 years. After several prominent critics were barred from the race, Kagame faces only 2 challenges. This news comes to you from Deutsche Welle, Germany's international public broadcaster. President Joe Biden, in a televised address, urged U.S. citizens to cool down their rhetoric and to resolve their issues at the ballot box.
For an attempted assassination on Donald Trump, there is no place in America for this kind of violence, for any violence ever. Period. No exceptions. We can't allow this violence to be normalized.
Despite being shot at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania over the weekend, Donald Trump is attending his Republican Party's national convention in Wisconsin. He is widely expected to be declared its 2024 presidential candidate. The FBI is investigating the attempt on his life as a potential act of terrorism, but has yet to identify a motive. And finally, a car bomb has killed at least 9 people and wounded dozens in the Somali capital. The explosion occurred outside a busy cafe in Mogadishu, where football fans were watching the Euro 2024 final. State media blamed the attack on the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. And you are up to date. For more news, log on to our website dw.com or download our mobile app. I am Michael Luti.